But I prefer to be an outcast.
Third culture kids, where the concept of the Dukan is the corner shop or the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You tuned in to the Dukan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
The Dukan.
Welcome to your tribe.
I still have that file for your ASMR, so don't worry. I
got it. We did it once and you felt cringe around and you never saw the light of day.
Yeah. Yo, I just don't like the feeling of ASMR.
He doesn't like ASMR.
Yo, it's so cringe.
It affects some
people. It makes me incredibly, it makes me clench my jaw. And it's horribly frustrating.
Yo, my jaw's been clenched for 4 days.
Akawi is so loud that when he whispers, it doesn't sound like ASMR. I'm actually okay
with it.
He's
just having a conversation.
We're just having a regular conversation, so it's not too bad.
Zain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we are live.
Assalam.
Oti, Reem, Akawi. 25-hour hotel. Minawaad 25. You know, I really like this one.
Which one?
The Minawaad 25-hour. Yeah. Wallah, shout out 25-hour. It's not a really nice.
They got it down.
Good job with this place. I really liked it.
It's been a lovely 6 months out here.
Yeah, well, can you believe it's been 6 months, that one? Two, can you believe it's the end of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I felt that this year was like around 4 months.
What, you mean the whole year?
Yeah, yeah, I feel it lasted 4 months. I don't feel a 12-month year.
You never feel a
12-month
year.
Wait, just like that? Year. Like that short for you?
Yeah, no.
No, that's how quick it felt.
Oh,
We did so much this year, and I feel like we say that at the end of every year, but
we do.
We live every day. There is not a day that we have not lived this year. 365 of it.
What was the most exciting day you've lived, Yareem?
This year? I had a bunch of exciting days.
Give me one.
But okay.
Okay, fine. Give me three.
No. I'll give you three. Yeah. We went to Thailand. That was extremely exciting.
Also, I went to Thailand this year.
You forgot?
This guy was four months.
This is how quick. I thought it was last
year.
No, that's this year. We went to Thailand this year.
Thailand was nice.
Yeah.
What was the word that we learned?
What?
Bang.
That's four.
What?
What was the bang? And it four in the
Thailand. Well, I'll throw back the story where Akawi was
Please
building
do.
Cultural bridges in Thailand.
Mashallah.
I trained.
Gulu, mashallah.
Provide context. Please provide context.
So Akawi was speaking to our driver and he was asking him how to count in Thai. And basically Akawi was just making noises.
Wallah, I have to bang.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. But to the point. Exciting for me was actually getting on that plane. Like, I don't believe I'm traveling until I'm sitting in the plane with you guys.
Right.
Because there were moments leading up to it, right, where we may not have got on the plane.
Yeah,
we didn't
weren't
get
sure.
our visas. Do you remember? We didn't have our visas.
Wait, 1 second.
Whoa. I didn't have my visa.
You need the visa anywhere?
I did, yeah. I was the last one to get it. I was the last one to get approval. Do you remember?
Approval?
We were sitting.
High Canada, or
no, we were sitting in Costa at the airport. And
no,
you guys,
it wasn't the visa.
Oh,
it
my
was
bad.
The,
it wasn't the
thing we have to fill for COVID.
Yeah.
It was a PCR thing.
No. It was saying there was a documentation you needed to fill that you're vaccinated and all these different
right.
pieces. Yeah, it had nothing to do with your visa.
Oh, okay.
But by the way, I just want to say something.
Tell me.
How do you know that it was miscommunicated by Thailand? Is that Oti didn't find out about it?
You know what?
Because Oti is the most well-prepped traveler in the world.
No human.
Yo. The fact that Oti didn't know, it means they wrote in a very,
it was so
very,
last.
Very, very,
It was so last
fault.
Minute.
If OT didn't know, it wasn't announced.
I tell you what it was. The announcement came like 3-4 days before our flight.
That right. was our argument to the guy at the counter.
Yeah.
OT didn't know.
Exactly.
And
OT
he's like,
didn't know. Where is it? You know what I mean?
And you
then
know
where's
what?
The proof? You know, where's the paperwork?
And you know what? They let us in. they still
let
by
us
the way,
in,
they're
bro.
Letting anyone into Thailand right
yeah.
now. They let all of us in. Anyway.
And I didn't feel special because they let me in. I know they let everyone in. I felt special walking on the same beach that DiCaprio walked on.
Oh, yeah.
The beach.
The
what
beach.
Was it called? Was
the one they tried to sell you on? Yeah.
Okay.
But you're not allowed to swim. I never got that. But anyway.
No, to the point, we did our first tourist thing. We don't do tourist things,
No,
guys.
We don't.
That
no.
was our first tourist thing.
But Akawi wanted to.
No, I wanted to. It was
the
my
elephants?
Idea. The elephants was like... No, then that
the
was our second.
Cowies.
It was my first bathing with the elephants. And I didn't bathe because that water inside that elephant banyo is yellowish green.
Yo, that was terrible.
The water was elephant duty. And some other tourists were getting in the water. And I'm like, I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's, you know which tourists? The ones that are walking barefoot the whole trip. You know, they really don't
like
care
Reem.
About hygiene.
I was walking barefoot some
Reem was walking barefoot because she's already an island girl.
Island?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Island girl.
But
island
I still girl. Did not get in the water. There's no way. I couldn't. I could see little duty bits.
Duty. She says duty.
Good God Almighty.
I saw duty bits, guys.
Good God Almighty.
Back to New Year's. What was your most exciting day, Eddie?
What do you mean? That was my getting on the plane and sitting with you guys. That was my
most. And flying out? That was your most exciting.
That moment was so exciting for me because I was so grateful. Also, and this is not for what, not for nothing. I got my results back, like, for, you know, how I had a surgery last year.
Right.
And not only my results came back amazing, but then the day after, my BMI is on point. Like, I did all of the tests and my tests are all, like, you know, really, really great. I've never received, I tend to do well on tests.
Congratulations,
you know
what I mean? Yanni, leave it to Reem. She was saying something very, like, the surgeon, and then she went, my BMI, she wants to talk about her fat percentage.
No, it's not about, no. It's not
you look good, you're happy.
We know you train every day. Everybody knows that already.
What I'm trying to say is that at the beginning of the year, I made a commitment to actually, like, do this thing, to actually eliminate illness. And I did it. And I feel really really
congratulations,
proud of that. But I don't have a specific day where that happened, aside from, I guess, when I did the tests, right?
No, bravo, Ali Kareem.
Well done, Reem.
Thank you. This extended applause is awkward.
We're done. Okay. That's it. That's all the applause you get.
What about you, OT? Come on.
What about me in terms of what?
What's your most exciting day of 2022?
Yo, it all feels like a blur. But
yeah, like Anna, even I forgot it feels about like Thailand, a
blur.
By the way,
no, that's true. It does feel like a blur.
How could you forget it?
No, I forgot. I didn't forget our trip, but I forgot it was this year.
Yeah,
you know what
I guess
I mean?
So.
Like it was in June.
Yeah, it was in June. Yeah.
June. It was in June for your birthday.
Yeah.
And the next year is the trip.
Next year I turn 40, guys.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This year, I mean, for me, it was three trips, all island destinations.
Mashallah, like.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, I wasn't an island au naturel, like
in the buff.
Her Highness.
You weren't in the buff.
You know?
Wait, did you go to Philippines this year?
I did.
She did. Yeah. But
did.
I'm learning to get into that rhythm, you know? Bro, I'm so down.
We should.
You and I should make a trip down.
We need to map the shatafs. They are there, but they're distant.
By the way, I feel that countries have listened to us about the shatafs. Because, for example, Hannah's in Finland.
Right.
And the second she goes into the hotel, she goes, checks out that. There's a full-on shataf. Like, you need to turn on the sink for the shataf to work. I'm good with that. Game with that.
As long as it works.
If it reached Finland.
Then we have done our job, guys.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I regret is that we did not take distribution rights for Shataf Inc. globally. But
Shataf
anyways.
Shataf Nation is ours.
Shatafers. That's another podcast.
Okay, very quickly, before this episode goes live, make sure to buy the URL, shatafnation.com.
Yeah. And Shatafers.
And Shatafers. And just start locking the game. Bro, we got to monopolize this shit.
I'm into it. Look, I'm not against.
Pun intended.
Do you get it? We got to monopolize this shit.
Where is my applause? That's what I'm here for.
So here's the thing. 2 years ago or 3 years ago, we did our closing episode of the year was the burnout episode. Do you guys feel burnt out this year?
No, you know why?
Why?
Because I kept traveling.
Oh, yeah. You felt like, okay.
I was like, I needed it. No, I needed it. I need to disconnect. But also, since the Rona, since 2020, that time, and my burnout got real bad at the time.
Yeah.
So with the shingles and everything, I as a result of that, I started therapy. So that helped. So I set boundaries. It's critical now. I don't work evenings and I don't work on weekends. And if I do work on a weekend, I'm off on a Monday. Like, I started creating a system that works for me that helps me regulate.
Yeah,
and I haven't burnt out yet.
Yeah, 3 years ago, when I used to get burnt out, I used to tell them, OT, we're not doctors. And we said that today morning. And never believed me.
Right.
Yes.
Took him 3 years. Alhamdulillah.
It took me 3 years. It took me, you know, shingles. Burnout. But we made it.
Here we are.
I survived.
Alhamdulillah. No, I feel this year is much different. I think we learned a lot between that last episode and now, between what OT mentioned, that getting really burnt out, which affected our health, and then understanding why, to Corona, which even made us understand more priorities in our life, all the way to this year, to like even Corona opening up and taking all these learnings. Because you have a lot of people that just forgot everything they learned in Corona, just went back to their old habits.
Not us. No. I'm very proud of us. Yeah. I don't think that's us at all, actually.
No, 100%.
No, not at all.
I think it's because of how much that it was very heavy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And even
but
when
also,
Corona hit,
Like, I wanted to say, I was looking back at this time of year, I'm always very sentimental. I always turn like very, very sentimental. And I was looking back.
She's sentimental all year, huh? All year.
No, this time of year, I'm more sentimental. I'm more sentimental.
This time of year, it's special.
But listen, listen. I'll cry right now if you want. We'll weep one out right now and we'll end this episode. But listen, listen. I was looking back at my journals and the things that I wrote. And I always write like the little things that you guys say, like your advice or whatever. And one of the things Akawi had like told me, maybe in 2018 or 2019, was that you can't set yourself on fire to keep somebody else warm. He actually said, I don't know where we were. I think we were in Lebanon.
Wait, who said that?
Akawi said it
to
me.
That is impressive.
He said, you can't, and I wrote it. And yo. I wrote it, and I was like,
Akawi Dukkan Media.
Yeah. Yo, I,
we that did, is my podcast.
We did
that. That is the deepest shit I've ever heard from Akawi. That is fire.
I wrote it down, and I was like, I kind of kept that as the, okay, well, that's true, because I tend to overextend myself. That's my MO. So over the years, I've gotten better, even though it's hard, because it's part of a really bad habit that I developed over decades. But yeah, that was, I took that throughout this year. And I think we all did. I think all of us did.
Oh, it's going to take me a minute. That was amazing.
Yes,
sir.
You can't set yourself. He doesn't remember when he said it because I don't.
Done.
I didn't make a note of where it was. Right. I just know that like I'd written it in my one of my
honestly,
green journals.
When you say shit like that, you're allowed to quote yourself in every presentation.
Yeah, I think unpause it.
Yo,
you can put that in your book, Kareem.
Yeah, I will. For sure.
No. Okay, so other highlights of the year. Every time we're in the gym together. Like this morning.
Oh my God.
Akawi and I had a great workout.
Honestly, workout.
And then Reem came along and it just turned into laughter. Reem, you can't do this.
What, do you think
we're
I'm
there
the reason
to
for
pump iron?
Iron?
Okay. Yeah.
Who says iron?
Okay. We're there to get jacked.
All right. Well, I'm not sorry. I come in bring in the joy, first of all. And you know what?
Can I say something? I think you wait for it. I think Reem's the kind of person where she knows we're in the gym. She waited for the song.
I did, yeah.
Right.
Well, she's the one just.
I stand with my backpack like this.
Thinking about it, yeah. And then she goes, she does one of these, just moves on. She times it. Right,
she times it.
See, I agree. Listen, I love when all three of us are in the gym. Yeah. That's honestly been my, and Akawi kind of, your time has freed up over the last few months. So he's been around a lot more. I feel like we're happier, like we're more us. But today, I did not get, my workout was garbage today. You guys should have stayed.
Akawi and I had a great time.
Yeah, you guys, when I got in, you guys were in it. Like, you guys were almost at the end of your workout. Yeah. Mine was not that great. So we'll have to redeem it. Can I come work out with you guys? No.
We'll get back to you.
No? Okay. Yeah. Send in an email. Send in a request.
I'll send it to the podcast.
It'll have to go through the approval process. Yes, and we'll let you know.
And we need to book the gym space for you. Because take a lot of space.
Yeah, exactly.
Mashallah alaykum ala traps.
Them traps.
Simi, when you're editing this, zoom in on Reem's traps.
That you can't see them under this.
Like, of course you can. You know, Allah.
Anyways, let's stop talking about them.
So what are you guys looking forward for 2023?
OT, go.
I've been starting these. Okay, fine. 2023 for me, let's see. Again, travel more selfishly. It's just been great.
It's
so
not selfish to
I
travel.
I enjoy traveling a lot.
It's not selfish.
No, and with you guys for sure.
La. Okay, so habibi.
No, I'm playing. No, I think overall for us, like we travel well together, which is rare.
A blessing.
Yeah.
It's such a blessing to be able to know, okay, I'm arriving, I'm going, this is going to be great. Like it's just, I just know it because we have standards that everyone has.
No. Wait. Me and OT have standards.
Fine, but.
You wouldn't mind getting in a crate and going there with one backpack.
You know.
And just living life. Me and OT have standards.
Right. Yeah. And you
that you enjoy.
Up, and you guys with me.
Enjoy the benefit of.
These guys are the wind beneath my wings.
Title of the episode.
You know?
I feel like wherever we are, it's good to have as well Reem because we make sure they're not going to scam us because they think she's local. Wherever we are.
It's
true. We're in the States. We're in Sri Lanka. We're in Lebanon. Wherever we are, they go like,
Reem is the honorary local in every country.
And like this, and I feel grateful that I'm ethnically ambiguous enough to save us money and save our asses at times.
You should get that tattoo.
You know, ethnically ambiguous? You have to own it. What about you, Aku? What are you looking for?
Looking forward to be first ethnically ambiguous.
You are not. You are not ethnically ambiguous. You look like a Mexican, bro.
He does.
Thank you. Shout out to my barber.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm looking forward to. 2023, I'm looking forward to more time.
Yeah.
More time to be with you guys. More time to create. More time to spend with people I love. and more time to bring things I love to life. I would like to travel more.
I would like you to travel more.
Like last year, this year I traveled more, but it was mostly for work. But yeah. I still travel. Yeah. I get excited when I see new places. Sometimes I underestimate it. But then even when I went to Guna, not Guna, where did I go? Al-Sahel. That was beautiful.
I like how you're asking people, like, where did it go?
I'm looking at the camera.
No, but yeah, it's true. I think Akawi did, it's not that you didn't love travel. It's that it wasn't a priority.
It wasn't a priority. For me, especially with the Lebanese passport, it's just you need to pre-plan
it's a lot of prep. You're right, I don't know.
You don't know what a
like,
Schengen.
I would like to go to Jamaica.
I basically had a PCR
but to
test.
Do that, I gotta send my passport to Kuwait.
Because
that's the Akawi and I need to send our passports to Kuwait.
So why don't we go
just
to
rock
Kuwait.
Up to the airport? Yeah. Like you're one of those people in those movies where let's go to the airport and just pick a destination. We can't do that.
No, you're right.
Only destination we can pick is terminal 1 or 3 and then drive back home. That's the closest thing we can get with our So that's why maybe I didn't travel. Yeah, and if inshallah, let's see.
You're going to. And how is Akawi ran his marathon this year?
It was a 10K.
Akawi did his first 10K, yo.
I did my first 10K. I did it without music. Sarahtan, I enjoyed it.
Without music?
He didn't have anything.
Yeah, that was part of the whole...
was that a personal challenge?
Yes,
or that
it was a personal challenge. 30-30. Yeah. 30 by 30 that you had your own challenge. And I was like, I was sitting down and I was like, what do I do? You know what I mean? So I said, you know what? What do I don't like doing? Running.
Yeah.
And especially when you have people like Stefan or Anna that only run. Like,
they're all running.
Anna's a triathlete. Stefan's doing 100K in March. I'm like, you know what? Let me try it out. And because I understood that they do it without music, both of them, I'm like, wow.
Wait, so they both...
They train without music. It's part of
the
training.
Compete or they
you
train?
Compete as well. Wow. So when you do an Ironman, you're not allowed to have any headphones on. When you're when you're doing 100K, there's no playlist or phone in the world that's going to last you battery. So you go by yourself. So for me, I'm like, wow, you're going to be
your thoughts.
Yeah.
And bro, the amount of things that you, especially because it's an hour. And when you don't have anything for a full hour, the diversity of topics that you think from negative to positive to looking to people around you. Man, it's insane. You know what I mean? And also thinking about like when you need to speed up or when you need to, or how does your how does your feet feel or how does your knees feel or like it's, I can only imagine like people like, and the addictive thing about it is that you would want to see how far you would challenge yourself even more. And that's why now I start understanding when people do a 10K and then go like,
now you
want to
do
a 100 because they sit down between them and they're like, I just did this.
Right.
Can I do more? One, physically. Yeah. Two, mentally. I think it's very mental.
Right.
Because you can do a 42. You can do a 42. I can do a 42. Hussein can do a 42. And you can do it either on a 10-minute per kilometer or a 6. But it's about being between you and yourself. Like if you do a 42, it's going to be 4.5 hours. Imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yourself.
4 hours.
I'm not sure.
No one to talk to. Nothing to fidget around with. It's just understanding. Yeah. So you can get there. That's one of the things in your head. And then... every single topic you want to go with yourself. And you need to challenge yourself not to be harsh on yourself and not to be negative because it's going to impact your performance.
That's where
versus
I fail.
Versus keeping your smile. I was always telling myself, smile. You know what I mean? Like while you're running, smile. Because if you're smiling, it means like it's all serotonin, different kind
of... Oh, no, it's also psychological,
you know what I mean?
Right?
So
yeah.
Smile to people. Smile while you're running. Keep your head up. Don't look at your feet. So there's a lot going through your head about what you're in currently. And then you're also thinking... later in the future, history, it's a whole hour. It's when you feel an hour is an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and you try to speed up so you're less. And the whole time, I'm like, people do this for 42 kilometers, 100 kilometers. People
100
do this
kilometers.
In the desert. Yes. There's a 24-hour race in I don't know where, next to Sharjah. 24 hours.
Yeah. That's a lot.
And people are on it. There's 250-kilometer races in the Jordan desert. That people do. And I'm like, and I was doing it, and I was doing 10K.
That's a David Goggins.
10K, I'm like, the sun. You know what I mean?
You know? The sun is shining on you today. No, but I get that because, like, when I used to run, it was, it's interesting because, like, I know I'm in a state of flow is when I lose track of my thoughts completely. Like, the way I think about it when I run is like, I'm just counting my steps, the breath. Like, it's a choreography in my head.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, you know, breathing in and out with and choreographing that with my steps and like kind of creating this rhythm. So I'm just counting for as long as I can, like 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just like dance steps counting.
Yeah.
And then suddenly there's a point and I never know where or when it just stops. And I kind of get lost in my head. that's when I'm like, I'm in flow. Then I could just keep going. I could keep running at that point.
No, no, it was
super strange.
But no, it was that was a good a lot of learnings from that this year. Like
that's
beautiful, I'm gonna take with
me. You know,
it's,
for you.
It also shows me it's good to really challenge yourself.
Yeah.
And when I say really challenge yourself, I mean like you can challenge yourself with like business goals or like personal, but then when it's something that has that kind of physicality and mentality to it, like it's super healthy. You know,
it
like
is,
now
yeah.
I want to look into doing something at least once a year, whether if it's a 42K with like elevation, and maybe that would help me even travel more in like France or
right.
whatever, you know, like things like that, that also gets you out there, but it's also, it's challenging. Like
right.
that's what you call, it's very challenging because also, and again, when we challenge ourselves without like an audience to see or without like me announcing that I'm doing it or telling you guys or doing it in a place where there's people will not let me give up. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
Right.
So that also
so
helps.
It
but
gives
so
you
it's funny enough, that, that's why I
people
post
are
it.
Also accountable. When you only hold yourself accountable, you start like giving yourself a little
so
bit of
when
slack.
I learned that I do better when I'm accountable to others than to myself, oh, yo, like I'm in the game.
Facts.
But
facts.
That's why like I post my workouts, not because I like to post them, but because it's
no,
like, it's calling myself out every time.
Ah.
So that, knowing that people are saying it, like, okay, no, I got to keep going. I can't stop now.
100%.
You know?
Like, for example, if I didn't do all that and train for all that, probably it was F1 weekend.
Let
me stay in Abu Dhabi, bro.
Exactly.
You know what
you
I mean? But
yeah.
I didn't. I knew. I went for a bit and then I drove back and I slept for 4 hours and I went. You know
it does
what I mean?
Keep
so,
us disciplined.
Yeah.
It keeps us really disciplined.
That's part of the game. And also, another highlight of 2022 is Reem's, 30 Days of Flow. And now we're doing 30 days.
No, 40 things I love.
30 days of flow. 40 things. Her mom came to Dubai. She has a new nephew.
I had a great year.
I thought the one with the FXCLT. I'm going to do it. Shua. we're gonna imagine Allah.
That's my year.
That was
Reem's
year.
No, I had a great year.
That
I did. But guys, I have great years. I'm very lucky. And the one.
Sart Khaggaga.
No, listen.
I have great years.
You gave her an inch.
I do.
She took 20 miles.
No, I'm grateful. But also, so the one thing that I've been feeling about going into 2023 is I turned 40 in 6 months.
Wallah, you don't look a day past 32.
Yeah, I'll look older than you.
I appreciate that.
Wallah al-azim.
No, I appreciate it. But like what it is for me is like I'm entering this place in my life as a woman, which is like truly what they call middle age. And it's so interesting because I don't feel like I fit. But at the same time,
fit
I want to be
what?
Like,
she feels too young to be 40. She can't have
yeah,
a 40.
Yeah, you get what I mean?
What
you know what
she's
I mean?
She's like, I look 24.
No, but it's more than that. I think it's a mentality, like a lifestyle. Like, you know, the rhetoric is really negative around it. And I don't buy into any of it. I don't feel any of it. I don't connect with any of it. So now I'm like seeking women that teach me how to be not like 70 and great, 56 and great, you know?
I was about to say, like, how to be 40.
No, Reem approaches her age, like, how approach has been. She's like, I know how to make a million. I need someone to teach me how to make a billion.
That's
you know?
How
yeah.
I am.
She's
you
like,
know,
I'm
mean,
going 40. I'm going, okay, what happens next?
Yeah, like,
anyone
can't.
Listening that knows how to give post 40 advice, reach out to
Reem
Hamid.
But
reach out to all of us, actually.
Yeah.
I want to act 40 already. Like, old ammo. I like that old ammo vibe.
Yo, deadass. But that's why I follow, like, people in their 50s and 60s. Like athletes,
but you can't
I only
say
deadass
and then say you follow people
you
in their 50s because
I mean?
That's
right?
such a Gen Z. No cap. That's such
no
a Gen
cap,
Z,
dog.
Gen Y
no
guy. Deadass.
Right? But that's why I follow older folks. Like people who are 50 and 60, like athletes. Like I follow older athletes.
Facts.
Because those people are like, look, if you could do that at that
yeah,
age.
Yeah, if they can do it, you can do it too, right?
That's the shit I want to keep
But
seeing.
Also it's about defining it. It really is about defining what it means, you know, and what it is for me, like as a woman. But also I think biologically I'm hitting a different place in my life and I want to
right.
I don't want to be ashamed like or shy away from that. I don't want to I can't be anything that I'm not. So like the one thing that I take away from 2022 that I learned this year that I'm truly not perfect at but whatever is I remind myself like it will never be like this again. So we will never have this conversation again. This is it. Whoever's listening right now, this is it. You and us will never have this experience again. You'll hear us again in another episode, but we'll be different. No, but we'll be different, right?
Where is she going with
no,
this?
But listen,
I feel like because I've heard this a few times.
Like, because I've been really trying to understand it, which is like, the last time we had dinner, it will never be like that again. That was special. You know, the last time we left a plane together and got on a plane, that was it. That was the last time we did that. We're going to do it
it's
again.
Like the last time that you did that at 30. Like, that won't happen. Next time you're doing it, you're 30.
Well,
and
I don't
want
to do that again.
You know?
That was
30 was right. No,
the
no.
idea was like every...
No, I get it.
It's every moment.
It's every moment.
Is that moment, right? Yeah. And I think when we're trying to like... We do think... We are pre-planners. We do try as much as possible to get as much out of every minute that we can. But sometimes, to Akawi's point, it's just you and the road and you're running. and it just won't ever, every second is that, you know? And I really want to learn that, like make that my practice, not something I have to remind myself of. Just something that like I want to embody that this year. Let's see what happens though, because you know, Reem years are like hectic. Like Reem years are not regular years. They're hectic, bro.
Seneca Bisa.
Yeah. Straight up.
You know? But I'm grateful, as always. As always. I have so much to be grateful for. You guys, I'm grateful for you guys. You know?
But it goes back to how we started this. It was a very quick year, but it was very impactful.
Yeah.
Yo.
Like when you break it down into moments.
Yeah. We did a lot.
It was lovely and wonderful. I think the only thing we didn't do enough of is record enough. So now
can we apologize?
Can we please do more of that?
No, 100%. We need to get back on track. Hey, what?
Okay, good. Yeah, it's true.
Oh, now we're accountable to the listeners and whoever's watching.
If we're not
posting an episode every other week, you got to call us out.
We'll send you Reem's address.
Send me stuff. You can send me things to review. From the other side of middle age, you can come through.
Get back to her.
Oh, so this is what we're calling company. The chapter?
What?
This is what the chapter is called, the other side of middle age?
I don't know what it is. I'll figure it out when I get there.
Okay. I can't wait for Reem's birthday episode then.
I don't know what to...
Bruh.
So there's two approaches to a birthday, right?
She's going to start asking us what she wants for her birthday.
No. I don't want anything. We either do this one of two ways. We do a Dukan anniversary on my birthday, like a big thing.
I thought that's when we travel.
Or we travel somewhere. Or we just don't do anything. Average.
No. It's got to be...
I'm fine. All three options. The first option, I would like performances from our friends.
I'm not gonna listen to this third option.
Why? But, okay.
Because it's nonsense.
It's not nonsense.
It is.
It's living in the moment. Go.
Seriously.
She didn't hit 40 yet. She's already. Bruh,
we haven't even got exactly. We haven't gone there yet.
Listen to your editors.
Imagine. That's where we're at.
No. We definitely got to travel, but it's got to be some messy shit for 40, like, you know, Reem style. Five messy.
Okay. We'll get back to you.
We'll get back to you on that
But your gift is you planning the whole trip.
Imagine.
No, bro.
No.
You're going to end up with no shoes. You're going to end up in a hammock on an island.
She wants for 7 days that will never be remembered.
Where your bathroom is a hole behind the tree, bro. You cannot rely on her to do this.
I'm here for the experience.
My guy Ian gave me the link to the Ace Hardware shut off, so I'm good.
Anywhere, everywhere. Booty hose.
See, when we start mentioning booty hose, it means that we're at the end.
We're at the end of this episode. So we're gonna wrap. It's been a great year, guys.
This has been lovely. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New
Wishing
year.
You a wonderful 2023, and onward and upward, and into middle age and 40 and all the great stuff.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of our journey. Thank you if you've visited the office. If you've come through, you know, the episode. We love you. We're grateful. Happy New Year.
Peace.
Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at The Can Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Salam.